Welcome to Fear the Boot bonus episode 27. My name is Dan.
My name is Pat.
My name is Chris.
And my name is...
That's right. For those of you who think I only own a shotgun, this episode is brought to you by the number 47. So, all right, we got a couple bits of business to deal with. I don't really think this is going to be a regular episode. It's just to let you guys know who have been following us for a while. We're going to do a bonus episode today. Probably next week we're going to be off because we need to re-catch up on our recordings, because we normally try to record a week ahead just so we don't have to panic too much on doing the editing. So next week we're probably going to be off, but then the following week we will be back with our regular episode, which will be, I think, 160?
Maybe 160. That would be correct.
Okay, 160. So... today we're going to do a bonus episode where we're just going to take care of a couple items of business. First off, we have to end the Power 16-2 with two things. One is the winner of the Power 16-2 vote, and the other is the winner of our Catalyst prizes. Do you guys want to guess who the winner of the Power 16-2 is between Baron Von Badass and St. Carmelita Julie Hussey?
It's Megatron.
I don't know if I should guess or not, just because I know one of the people, and the Baron and I go way back, so...
He has a breasted... I have vested interest.
You have a breasted interest? Just...
I know who won because Dan told me who won. So, should I just say it?
Go ahead.
It is the patron saint of all gamers, Julia Hussey.
67%. To 33%.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Woo-hoo. Domination.
Yeah. That was not just, you know, I won.
And she won too.
And yeah, I had an inkling that she was into domination.
You had a hope at least.
Actually, I had dreams, but so, that's another story.
Somebody suggested that the reason that Julie Hussey had such a dominating presence, Pat's jokes aside, is because of the fact that she represents a truth. Baron Von Badass is a fictional character. Julie Hussey is an attractive female who puts up with gamer crap. She is the hope of every gamer to find ideal of the real.
Yes.
And I would have to say that's a very valid argument.
And so therefore she won hands down. Now, more importantly, or just as importantly, we said that there were going to be some winners of Catalyst prizes. I decided I'm going to keep this easy. Rather than mailing out these bunches of Catalyst gift cards, I'm just going to keep this easy. I'm going to name the three winners. Each of the three winners, and these were drawn randomly from people that bothered to give us their names and email addresses for this particular contest. The following three people... I'm going to get in touch with you. All I want you to do is select up to $50 in stuff from Catalyst, and I'll take care of using the gift certificates and making sure it gets mailed to your address. So the three winners are Victor Chow, Bob Ahrens,
Martian Bob,
and Donald Wheeler.
And we're thinking of changing your forum handle, Martian Bob, to Martian God after buying us all those drinks.
Yeah, we'll come back to the Martian God thing in a minute. But the three of you, Victor, Bob, and Donald, expect to be getting an email from me here at some point where I'm going to get your mailing address, and you're going to pick out up to $50 worth of Catalyst stuff, and I will use the gift certificates and probably a little bit of my own money here to make sure that you guys get your prizes sent off in the mail to you. So thanks to Catalyst for the gift certificates, and thanks to all of you that played along in our contest. We had quite a few people that voted in the Power 16-2. Julie Hussey is the winner. I'm thinking for the Power 16-3, we're going to keep this very fresh, and I'm thinking in the Power 16-3, which will be a year or two off, but when we do it, I'm thinking... all new people. That
wow.
Brand new.
No, we got to have a couple of classics.
Maybe, but I'm thinking the majority of the 16 should be brand new.
Well, I tell you what, people. I'm going to be fighting as hard as I can for the old school crowd. Except for Capital Ships, because they really suck.
Dude, Capital Ships made it, like, into the semifinals.
Yawn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't forget who owns that AK-47.
Yeah. But guess who's holding it right now?
Which is fair enough, but guess who knows where the ammo is?
Damn it.
So,
what are you going to do, throw the ammo at me?
What are you going to do, shoot an empty gun at me?
Shut up!
We're equally useless here.
But I feel like a man.
Only feel.
So... anywho, all right, Chad.
Yes.
Or Pat or Chris. Now, I missed Gen Con because at last minute, two things came up. One of which.
Your morning wood.
That comes up every morning.
It was the first time for everything.
What did we
I've
say?
I've stopped
we said
calling it morning.
We did, somebody asked us, well, who's staying in your room? And we said gamer stink and morning wood or something. I forget. Anyway, go on.
All right, so two things came up at last minute that kept me from going to Gen Con. One of which was just, I had a whole bunch of work deadlines I had to do. And if you like Fear the Boot having a website, that requires me making money, so I had to stay here. The other of which was a friend of mine who is not on the podcast, has never been on the podcast, had to
Actually, I have to apologize, everybody. I just interrupted Dan with some coughing. I brought something back from Gen Con. Con crud. And I've never had that at a con
before. You know what's
before.
Funny? And I'm going to come back to this. Like, let me finish my thought. I'll talk about con crud. But I had a friend who's
not... hold the gun.
Okay, that's fine. Who's not associated with the podcast, who had to go actually appear in night court and for an unpaid parking ticket.
Did he get off? Or at least off easy?
Not in court. But
was Richard Mull there?
I hope
he had Dan Fielding for a lawyer.
But it was funny was that saxophone theme was playing through my head the whole time.
How could it not be? I mean, come on, Night Court. Hello.
The whole was Dan Larroquette or whatever his name was.
John Larroquette.
There we go.
Judge Stone.
And that was playing through my head the whole time. It was for an unpaid abandoned vehicle ticket. It was nothing interesting. But anywho, because of that, I couldn't go to Gen Con. Now, Chad, regarding con crud.
Yes.
I have actually...
I've heard about it and heard about it, and I've never
from
had it.
Attending Gamma, Gen Con, Archon, Fear the Con, I have never once come back with con crud.
And I've been to major conventions, too, and I never have either. I've been to ASIN up in Chicago, which is huge. And Archon,
huge and
which
dirty.
Which is big, but not what I'd call huge, and small ones, too, and... I've never had con crud, and I've always, after every convention, no matter how big or how small it is, somebody's bitching, oh, I got con crud, I got, and it's not like sickness, it's not like I'm running a 105 degree fever, and I have to be in bed, and I have to miss days of work. No, it's just this crud that builds up in your throat and lungs, and you have a headache, and you just feel like crap.
You want to hear my theory on that?
It's all in your mind, right?
No, not exactly. The reason I've never had con crud is because I'm not a bitch.
Oh!
Yeah, I'd say that's probably about right.
You see, the thing is, I exercise, I eat well, I get lots of vitamins, I do not use hand sanitizer. I actually allow my immune system to be exposed to things like germs, and as a result, I have a pretty strong immune system. And despite the fact that I go to cons, interact with tons of people, shake hands with tons of people, I have never once developed a post-con sickness or post-con crud.
I think he's calling me fat.
No. See,
I think
I'm convinced.
Skinny bitch is sitting over here. Look at me. I weigh 60 pounds and I have a vagina.
Yeah.
I'm calling you fat,
no,
fatty.
Dude, your problem is all the full-on mouth kissing you were doing with all of us at the con, dude. Totally. That's what it was. Totally.
I do have blackmail pictures of you, Pat.
Yeah.
Actually, I hear in the middle of the BattleTech game, you mounted Chris.
I was going for the camera to get pictures of that myself, but they stopped before I could get it out.
That's right.
All right.
You hear a lot.
It's 'cause they
buck. So I'm sitting here at home.
Yes.
Posting the stuff you guys send me from Gen Con. And I have to give you guys props, not as fellow booters, but just as human beings in general. Because I thought something that you guys did excellently, and by the way, if you've not checked it out, go to feartheboot.com and look at the YouTube videos they posted.
I have to say the Red Rover video so far is my favorite.
In fact, I'm thinking for the next Gen Con, we may only do video coverage, no audio coverage at all. Because
go ahead. Well, the Red Rover incident, I gotta say, I mean, you know, I'm just out there making jokes, and then these guys, they picked it up and ran with it. It was one of those moments where it just goes to kind of reinforce the fact that gamers as a community truly have a wonderful sense of humor and really know how to have a good time in their own special way, and it was just awesome. I mean, it was just awesome to be out there. It was hilarious because of the whole fire alarm. And there was actually a fire, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
No. Other people, of course, were out on the other side. And I guess what had happened was in the little vending areas, one of the kitchen crew had left a pizza in the oven after they had closed everything down. And it still then started to smoke. And yeah.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Go on, Dan. Continue to sing our praises.
So I'm thinking at the next con, we may do no audio coverage at all for two reasons. One is over half the audio coverage you guys did got messed up.
Yeah, it got wiped
completely
out.
Completely lost. Because
and I have to say that we did a couple of really, really cool interviews. We did an interview with Eddie Webb of White Wolf, and he's their...
cheerleader.
Well, and I forget what his official title is, but it's basically
new media.
Web
he's kind of a new media
guy. Yeah, new media guy. And he was talking about new media, and he was talking about PDFs and White Wolf's function with that, but also he was talking about how he got into gaming, and then pretty much about how he was so passionate about gaming, he made a decision in his life. He said, this is what I want to do with my life and nothing else.
Right.
And how he went on this path to get into the gaming industry. The man is living the dream. He knows it, and he is pumped every day about it. He is so excited about his life and what he does. I am actually glad we lost the interview, because I am going to track him down, and we're going to do an actual full interview with the guy. He is awesome.
And just to be clear, we didn't exactly lose
all
the audio.
No, we didn't lose it. Yeah, we have it. It just sounds like crap.
What happened is every bit of audio after the Pulp City interview that I put on the audio feed is we had so much static in it, hard crackling static, that the audio is unbearable.
I think that there was a short in one of the wires.
Actually, I have a theory. I've come up with a theory about this because, like you said, the last audio interview that was good was the Pulp City interview, which is actually the interview that I did with John and my friend Josh. I'm pretty sure that it was me. It was the fact that I actually was talking on a mic.
The mic itself rebelled.
The mic just destroyed it. So I apologize to everybody for actually talking on a mic and destroying the audio content.
You did a couple of really good interviews, Pat. We were really
proud
of you.
You did, Pat.
You know what? I had a good time. I enjoyed doing it. It was fun.
But you know, and I want to tease people and also disappoint them at the same time, because we had another really great interview. One was with the Trapcast at trapcast.com. They're another podcaster. Friends of the show. Absolutely great guys. Partied with those people all weekend. And, oh my God, they have a woman on their cast. Woman role player. And they're all really cool. And since we can't get that podcast or that interview on the air, do me a favor, guys. Go over to trapcast.com. Check them out. Say hi. Awesome bunch of people. Really, really great stand-up people, and we love them a lot.
I hung out with a bunch of them in New York when I was up there for ICON. I actually, even though I was not there for Gen Con this year, I know most of the people you guys were hanging out
Jorge,
with.
Jorge, Jane, and the guy whose name I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember all of them.
Sorry.
George, not Jane. I hung out with them at ICON, I think, prior to them starting the Trapcast.
George is the hardest partying hobbit I have ever met.
Little Sexy.
Life.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Little Sexy.
Little Sexy. That's his nickname. Wow. I have no idea how he got it, but Little Sexy is what they call
I can
it.
Imagine how he got it. The man parties like a rock star.
All right, but... All right.
This is the big one, and I'm really disappointed. We did an awesome interview. It wasn't even an interview. And, Chris, I'm hoping that you can back me up on this, because I don't remember the guy's name.
Okay.
Guy came up to us. Jen was there from Trapcast, and a guy came. She was talking to a guy, I think, and we came up and we were chatting with them. And the guy is like, "Hey, yeah, I hear you guys don't really play indie games, but you talk about them. You don't really know much about them." And we're like, "Yeah, we're kind of looking to do some shows on indie games, some, you know, do some interviews here." And he's like, "Dude, All you got to do is talk to me. I do a podcast on indie games exclusively. My whole role-playing career, everything I study is indie games, indie games, indie games. Do you remember what this guy's name is, Chris?
Absolutely not. But you're fantastic. Absolutely right. That's what you. But you know what? Jen, who was there, she probably would remember.
Yeah, and I might even have a business card of him here. And so while I'm talking about,
hang on, if you guys did the interview, yes. All the audio was sent to me along with notes on who you were interviewing. It's just the audio was busted.
Yeah.
So I can look in there and figure out who it was. But here's the
punchline. And we'll post that in the show notes.
No, we're not going to. Here's the punchline. Oh. Here's the punchline for the listeners. The punchline is, with the really good interviews or the really interesting people, we are going to get them back on the show, either as interview episodes or as guest hosts, so you guys can get that content. Because we lost it from Gen Con, and so we will get them back on Fear the Boot for that type of content. And honestly, what I'm thinking is for Gen Con 2010, I'm thinking we just ditch the whole audio thing because it's just problematic and do nothing but those YouTube video interviews, because those turned out fantastic. And as someone who is sitting at home, not at the con, the one thing I think you guys did a great job of doing, and I'm not saying this as a fellow Fear the Booter, I'm saying this just as a fellow gamer, is you guys did a great job of giving me a sense of what it was like to be at the con. And I never regretted missing the con more until I saw some of the videos that you guys had posted. The audio interviews, they were interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the video interviews, the YouTube stuff, that really gave me a sense of what I missed by not being at that con.
Well, thanks. Thanks. Well, thank you very much.
You know, and I do have to add, because Chad, you weren't here for this one, but Jim Pinto from Alderac, I had a sit-down interview with him, and that also fell in the category of a really, really good interview that unfortunately did kind of get lost, and he just had some amazing and insightful things to say in regards to a lot of things, not just about the company itself and their business and what they're pursuing, but also in regards, to indie game movements. He talked about 4E, Pathfinder, and kind of when you look at that whole situation, you want to see that there's something there, but you're not sure if something's there. And he had some interesting comments about that as well. And so just in general, it was just a really good, good interview.
One of the things that we were trying to do before we even set out for Gen Con, we said to ourselves, what is everyone else going to be doing? All the podcasts, yes. All the blogs, all the zines and stuff. They're going to be going to these booths and they're going to be sticking microphones or whatever in people's faces. And they're going to be asking, what's coming out in quarter four? What's the next big thing? What is your company putting out? What are you trying to
Product
information. And you know what? That's cool, because that's why those people are there.
Yeah.
And people want to know that.
So nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong at all.
More power to them.
The thing is that everyone else was doing that, and it's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to get into why these people were here, why they were into gaming, how they got into gaming, what are they passionate about that doesn't necessarily have to do anything to do with their company. And you know what? We didn't do that at all either. As it turned out, when Chris and I and Pat and John started doing these interviews and started sticking cameras in people's faces and microphones in people's faces and talking to them, it turned out the footage we were getting and the feedback we were getting was, what was it like to be at Gen Con? What can we give the people who aren't there, who couldn't make it to Gen Con, to this mecca of gaming, to this great confluence of gamers and awesomeness? And that's what we ended up doing. And we did it by talking to people who weren't necessarily in the industry, looking at the things that were there that were not official events and such. And Chris and I came up with tons of ideas of stuff that we can film as we were walking around that we never got a chance to. Like that feel, that Gen Con feel, the awesomeness that is Gen Con, we only covered just a really tiny percentage of it. And when we go back next year, we want to hit that again.
Right.
We want to show you all the stuff that you don't get from just going to Gen Con's website and hearing about what's coming out in quarter four.
The sheer size of that con makes what you try to do it's very difficult. I mean, I think in general for what we did, we did a pretty good job, but it's the sheer volume of things to do is there. To cover is unbelievable. And to try and do some sort of overview, it was damn near impossible for anybody to do.
I kept beating myself up through the whole con, saying to myself, we're not doing enough, we're not doing enough, we're not doing enough. And we wore ourselves ragged just to get what we got. And I kept saying to myself, we're not doing enough, because the scope and immensity of the con was something that we just couldn't cover all of.
All right, so I'm going to give a wrap-up to this bonus episode, so I don't want it to drag on too long. But before I do, we promised, or I said... We're going to explain to people why we might switch his forum handle from Martian Bob to Martian God. So do you guys want to give that little con anecdote? And then I'm going to close the show out.
Wait, you know what? You know, before you do that, because you've had, Chad, you had more experience with that than I did, but I want to give two quick shout-outs, and I don't want to minimize theirs once we talk about the amazingness that is Martian Bob. But two quick ones. One goes to Arlie, who is this guy who is not a forum user, but he's a listener, and he found me as I was walking around on my own earlier on Thursday. He and I talked. He had talked to him for a while. Very, very nice guy. Wife.
Was it his wife or his girlfriend?
No, that was his wife.
Was his wife, yeah.
Yep, and I convinced him, you know, I said, hey, you know, I'm doing my BattleTech thing tonight. Show up for it. It'll be great. And sure enough, he showed up. It was fantastic. He never played the game before. But he was, you know, certainly not, you know, not afraid. He was willing to sit down and do it, which was great. And then once, as we were getting things rolling, Chad, you know, made some sort of expression of desire to have some coffee. And then Arlie basically, and his wife volunteered to buy coffee for everybody at the table. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just met this guy just a few hours ago. And
I'm trying to push money on the guy.
Yeah. You're trying to say, I want to pay for it. And he's like, absolutely not.
Yeah,
and he went, and his wife went and got all this coffee, got at least like almost a dozen cups of Starbucks, so it wasn't cheap, and just bought coffee for everybody there, and that was fantastic. And so the guy definitely deserves a shout out.
Oh yeah, incredibly generous. Thank you so much.
And he had a great time to boot, and that just kind of made my day as well.
And I had a great time playing with him.
He's a good guy. I felt bad for him because his Phoenix got completely and utterly demolished on the battlefield. But he still, as like a trooper, he toughed it out.
But it did die gloriously.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. The second one goes, and this happened kind of by surprise. Chad and I were walking through the exhibitors hall, and we passed by this young girl, and she had a Fear the Boot shirt on, and it took
Pat's
me a second to
actually...
Pat's
giving me the thumbs up in the eye. It's like, this girl is like 12.
No, hang on, dude. And she had a Fear the Boot shirt on. And it took me a second to process it. And I'm like, Chad, wait a second. That girl just had a Fear the Boot shirt on. So
and we have we no ran, clue we who ran she back. Is, you know?
Yeah, I had no idea who she was. Ran back. I got her attention. She was there with her father. And Chad and I introduced ourselves, of course, as we had been doing the entire con, gave her a card. And then I, you know, identified who we were, and Brianna was her name, if I remember correctly. And she seemed genuinely, surprised. And then we just talked for a little bit, but her dad, you know, said, yeah, she's a devoted listener. Her mom doesn't quite understand it, but hey, you know, that's no big deal. And she didn't really have too much to say, but I think I was more blown away by the fact that, you know, A, someone had a Fear the Boot shirt on that we hadn't yet seen before. And then B, that she was, you know, appeared to be as young as she was, and that we have listeners
12,
of, you know,
13,
such a
14
wide variety
tops,
of ages. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't have been any older than
I think
14.
She has to be our youngest listener. So.
Oh, yeah. So awesome. No, that was very impressive. So both Jen and I thought we got to make sure that we give her a shout out on an episode so she can actually hear her name mentioned, which we thought was very, very cool.
Yeah.
And though, you know, she went on and enjoyed the rest of the con. I have no idea what she did from there. So, but please, now, go talk about Martian Bob.
So Martian Bob, we pretty much partied with this guy all weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night, we had a potluck dinner. We all were mentioning on the forums, like, we want to get together Wednesday night. And then I mentioned, it's like, listen, guys, I just paid rent and I don't get paid until Thursday night, Friday, and when I have direct deposit set up. So Wednesday, Thursday, I have nothing. I have no money and I'm on the cheap. And so if I turn you down for an invitation for dinner or go out to a bar or whatever, you know, don't take offense. I just don't have any money. And then somebody else got on there, I think it was Zeke Copperize, said, it's like, yeah, I don't have any money either. And some other people were like, oh my God, we're so broke. And Bob said, well, guys, I've got a kitchen in my hotel room. Why don't we just do some home cooking? And I thought it was just a kind of an invite to maybe one, two of us and stuff. And then the next time I log on to the forums, Zeke Copperize is organizing this big, huge potluck dinner party in Bob's room. And I'm like, hey, listen, man, I kind of don't want to sound like a bitch here, but did you clear this with Bob? I mean, I don't want like 10,000 people showing up to the poor guy's room and him not expected. But it was cool. Zeke actually got in, who is one of our awesome talk bitches, got in touch with Bob beforehand, and it was actually Bob's idea to have a potluck in his room. And there were a couple of indie booters who make beer. Killer Cheese Wedge and Kazelle, I think, make beer. And so they're like, well, we're going to bring homemade beer to this.
Is Killer Cheese Wedge even 21?
Shut up, you.
You weren't there. You keep it down.
Hey. Just you be quiet over there. The beer was awesome.
Continue.
Yeah, we basically, Marsh and Bob brought this homemade chili, which was awesome, lunch meat, and beer. And really, that's about it. Somebody bought a bag of potatoes.
What else do you need?
But yeah, I mean, a whole bunch of people showed up, and a lot of people didn't bring anything, but, you know.
Chili and beer.
But, we had plenty of food.
Chili, beer, and a toilet. I mean,
that's, what else do you need?
I mean, I'd get Elton John and start singing The Circle of Life.
So we had this great time.
This is not the story I'm fishing for.
No, it isn't, but I just got to say.
This is the typical Chad story. It's long-winded and ongoing.
Long-winded and tangent.
Yeah, you know what story I'm going to tell them? I'm going to tell them how paddling drinks women drinks, okay?
I'm a girly drink drunk. I freely admit it. I embrace it.
You are
girly drunk. I'm proud of it.
Yes. So anyway, I just want to tell that we had an awesome potluck dinner, which is... Actually, it seems to be that is the way to start off the con, and we're even talking about starting off the con next year with a potluck dinner on Wednesday. It was
it was very good.
It was fantastic. So anyway,
all right,
we go. There's this place at Gen Con, and we really didn't cover it. We're going to need to cover it next year that a lot of people don't know about. It's called The House, and that's what it says on the signs. A lot of people refer to it as the Safe House, and it's a basement bar that is staffed by some hotel it's in the Union Station in Indy. And it apparently is only open during Gen Con.
Yeah, we wrecked that place during 2008. I'm sure you did the same in 2009.
We wrecked it this year, man.
Yep. We basically partied in that place every single night.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable drinks. And one of the comments that I made was, wouldn't it be cool if where you lived had a gamer bar, not a sports bar, not a singles bar, not a whatever bar, but a full bar that served a little bit of food that you went to game at. Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, it would for me because I drink. I guess some people who don't drink would care less, but it was really cool. So anyway, we go over there and we go in this booth, and I'm at the inside of the booth, and I've got booters to the right of me. I got booters to the left of me, and Marsh and Bob's on the end. And he's like, I'm going to buy a round of drinks. I'm like, Bob, every year you buy, you know, whether it's a wing night or whatever, you buy all this booze for everybody. I'm buying this time. I'm buying you a round of drinks, man. And he's like, you know, I take that as a challenge. You're not going to buy me drinks. You can't even try. I'm like, oh, that's BS. He's like, look at you. You're trapped in here. You can't even get out of this table. And he buys a round of drinks. And I keep trying to buy rounds of drinks. I keep trying to get other people to buy rounds of drinks for me, you know, giving them money and stuff. And Marsh and Bob keeps buying rounds of drinks. I give him an order one time for a screwdriver, and I give him a $5 bill. I get my screwdriver back, and there's a straw in it, and he has, I shit you not, origami folded my $5 bill into the shape of an umbrella and put it on the end of the straw and handed it to me. At that point, he proceeds to explain to me that he learned these skills when him and his friends go out to dinner. If one of the plates has some parsley on it, it is their game that they play all night to be the last one who has the parsley on their plate loses. to the point where if there's like a pitcher of like the waiter brings over a pitcher of water, they sneak the parsley into the pitcher of water and get it to pour out into one of their friend's glasses and do all this stuff. And at a certain point, I was like, you are the master. I am but the student. I cannot even hope to overcome. Martian Bob then proceeds to go around to the entire bar, which is generally packed, and buy every single patron at the bar a round of drinks, and with every drink he buys them, he gives them a Fear the Boot business card.
So I just want you to know, Mr. Bob Arnes, if you attempt to log on to our forums and fail, it's only because we have changed your name from Martian Bob to Martian God. If you just swap out Bob for God, you'll be able to log on. I'm just telling you in advance.
I think we also may need to give him a new title. I think we should go so far as to call him the patron saint of drinking.
Ooh, that's a lot of patron saints in our pantheon. Yeah, our prairie fire.
That needs to be his drink of choice.
Yep. Prairie fire is awesome.
Here's where I'm going to wrap this up.
That the White Wolf Party was freaking awesome?
No, because I wasn't there. But
you know, it's my goal next year, because I seem to have this power of being able to get people through the door.
And, you do.
And it is my goal next year to get in that party as many booters who want to come.
Yeah. And they do put on a good party.
Oh my God.
I've heard
wonderful.
Their parties are hit or miss, but for the past 2 years,
I've yet to see a miss, and I've gone for 2 years in a row.
Yeah, they've been hit. But here's the thing. Just to let you guys know where we're at. For Gen Con next year, we're looking at a couple things we may do differently. We'll announce that as the time
comes.
That's
a year away.
Yeah, it's a year away. But what is not a year away is Fear the Con 3. And I just want you guys to know that we are already starting internal discussions on Fear the Con 3, which will come at some point in early March. So stay tuned to this show and keep up with the forums for more details on Fear the Con 3, which is your other don't miss gaming convention. Fear the Con 1 and 2 were both outstanding successes.
Yes.
And so I'm really looking forward to Fear the Con. Fear the Con 1, we learned some things for Fear the Con 2. Fear the Con 2, we've learned some things from Fear the Con 3. This is going to be an outstanding convention you are not going to want to miss. So stay tuned for details on Fear the Con 3.
And if you are interested in volunteering, I've not yet put my team together. I have a few people in mind. But if you are interested in coming to Fear the Con 3 and you wish to volunteer and receive absolutely no payment for your services whatsoever, then email me at chadthefeartheboot.com or send me a PM.
All right. So as for everyone else, there may or may not be a Fear the Boot episode next week. We might take a week off. But one way or another, whether it's next week or the week after, we will catch you then.
See ya.
Later days.
Later.